considering to, I remember, Saturday night, last night, one of our members called and in a very sincere way, she was concerned about understanding the virus that is now, it's pandemic, which means it's all over. I throw this out when a lot of you, if not all, know the word pan means all, P-A-N. Pandemic imply that it's an epidemic that is worldwide. It touch everybody. I remember among the question the sister asked, were on the phone, is it created by man? Was it the Chinese, however, bring it on? And I pointed out to her that most diseases are not like that. What I plan to take a few minutes do is to bring our mind to certain facts about the working of the Almighty God as it relates not just to this Corona pandemic, Corona virus, but as it relates to all diseases. And, you know, from I left here today, I've been playing with the thought in my mind, should I put off spending 30 minutes on it, put it off for next week Sunday, or should I deal with it now? Should I wait until I can announce it that few more members will come and benefit from it? But I felt, and this is one of my feelings, members are to be at worship, truly. Now, for various reasons, we know people like the elderly and the sick, they can't be here. But we know others who can be here choose not to be here. There are some who choose, well, I was in worship this morning, I don't need to be there tonight. So a lot of times we do that. We will put off a lesson to accommodate when I'm not sure if that is always the right thing. So I hope you will take from this lesson something that can help you understand God's working better, and that you will find it profitable and helpful and enlightening and challenging. In the first place, we must be mindful of the truth stated in the book of Isaiah, chapter 45 and verse 7. It's a truth that we must be mindful of. And I ask if a brother will to read that passage for us. God says, I form the light. Form the light, that means God is the one who make the light.
And create darkness.
God is the one who create darkness.
And make peace.
God is the one who make peace.
And create evil.
What?
And create evil.
You sure that is there, brother? Yes. That's right. So first, let us remember this. God creates evil. It's not the first or second that I state this fact or share this passage with you. For some of you, you might be hearing it for the first time. God creates evil. But remember, this is not that God creates evil. It's not contemplating moral evil. It's talking about natural evil. E-V-I-L. That's right. That's right. There is a difference. Moral evil has to do with sinful wrong done by human being to one another. You know, that is moral evil. Evil that has to do with wrong and right. Natural evil. Hurricane does a lot of damage. That's natural evil. Earthquake, that's natural evil. Lightning, tsunami. I was about to mention famine. But there, that can be both natural and moral, because famine creates the scarcity of goods. But a lot of time, it is selfishness among human beings that make famine have such devastating effect on society. You see. But that can also be lack of rainfall can create famine. So all these are natural evil. God create them. But remember, not long ago, a few months ago, I spoke of the many agents that are at God's disposal. May I? Natural evil are sometimes used as God's agent. Brother Mitchell, what do you mean? God uses natural evil for his own wise purpose. Earthquake, hurricane, tsunami, lightning, and name it, flood. They are God's agent that God used. God is in control of them. But somebody said, no, Brother Mitchell, it's the law of nature. But who controls the law of nature? Who makes the law of nature? Remember when the law of nature kicks in on the boat in which Peter and all of them were, and when they think that everything gone haywire now, and they run to Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ just come out and said, peace be still. Now, you see, once a disciple says something like that, they should never stop believing in him. You know, nature, the law of nature yield to Jesus' power and authority. And the law of nature is still under Jesus' power and authority. But we are looking on natural evil, thing like disease. So first, we have learned from the inspired writer Isaiah that God is the one who creates evil. And I remind you, don't ever make the mistake in applying that to moral evil. That is the wrong and evil things that human beings do to one another. That's not what under consideration in Isaiah. In Isaiah, it's talk about natural evil. But then, as we move on, as I've said, that's one of the reasons I felt just deal with it tonight. Because, you see, the devastation and the death and the sickness caused by the Canora virus. Corona virus is in the minds of everybody today. Not just in Jamaica. In fact, there are many places. After we came from church, and Melanie was on the phone with Delano. Now, thank God, it has not yet reached Bermuda. Nobody there is affected by it, thank God. But then she was telling us, she just heard that some 300 and odd people died, I believe it was in Italy, today. One day. As a result, I don't mean for 1 week, you know. In one day, 300 and odd people died of that disease. So it's on the minds of everybody. Keep in mind something that is interesting. Disease is no respecter of person. Many of you might have seen or got the news, I don't remember if it was MSNBC or CNN, that the person who, the doctor who first observed in China that this was a new thing and was taking steps to warn the community and the authority. Before long, the Chinese government came down on him and have him sign letter to recant, to take back the things that he had said. But then not long after that, he himself died. This is not news from idle talk. This is the fact that he died. Because the Chinese was trying to cover it up. So the disease is no respecter of person. Now, as I've said on the phone last night, I said to the sister, I said, look here, because I was deep in my lesson, working on my outline for this morning's lesson, part one, and didn't expect to be on the phone that long. So afterward, I said to the sister, I said, look here, when tomorrow I'm fumbling on the pulpit with my lesson, I'm going to tell the church that it's you who take up my time. But she was sincere, wanting to know. Is it from God? Is it from man? Where it come from? So let us remember this. The Almighty God sometimes uses sickness and disease. In this case, and I'm not saying, mark you, I'm not saying God brought this one. But I'm saying be mindful that diseases are one or some of the agents that are at God's disposal. And he had used diseases in the past to carry out his purpose. Can we look on a few cases? Let us run first to Deuteronomy chapter 28. And listen what God said to the children of Israel. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 58 through 61. Let us hear it. Now, remember, the children of Israel were now in the wilderness, heading towards the promised land. And you know, next week in Sunday lesson coming up, if God is willing, we'll be taking up, looking at this morning lesson in the second stage, taking up Moses, approaching the promised land, but as most of us know, he's not going to enter. So God is now speaking to the children of Israel. And listen, the Almighty God, if thou wait, how can plague be wonderful? Well, remember, the word wonderful means that the thing is full of wonder. So the word wonderful can be used in a negative way and in a positive way. Because we have been used to using the word in a positive way. When we say something is wonderful, it's usually positive. I mean, it's good, it's nice. But the word can be used. The Almighty God, read that little part again. Plagues going to be full of wonder. It going to make the Israelites open their eyes and their mouth and say, my God, what is this? That's what we are doing now with the Corona disease. That's right, we are wondering where it come from, how much damage it's going to do. That's right. So it is wonderful. The Corona disease is wonderful. Full of wonder. Read on, brother.
And the plagues of thy people, even great plagues.
Great. That is great sickness, you know. Read.
And
the sickness going to be long and going to continue. Read.
And sore sickness. Uh-huh. And of long continue.
Uh-huh.
Moreover.
Uh-huh. The disease that you were so afraid of in Egypt. And you're glad you're away from Egypt. God says, I'm going to bring them on you if you trample on my law. Read on. That is when these disease, illnesses come upon you, they are not going to leave you. Read. That is even some of the disease that you Israelites have not heard about.
Then will the Lord bring upon
God going to bring them upon you. What verse is that?
Verse 61.
God going to bring them upon you. Are we all there? So here, we are being informed that God has in the past used diseases as his agent. Let us just think for a moment. Brothers and sisters, human nature, and especially the unconverted human being, the more we go uninterrupted, no concern, no disaster, no this, is the more we feel ourselves like we are God. That's human being. The more successful we become in our undertakings and our endeavors and our invention, is the more we push God out. That's a fact. The more advance we make, in the various areas of knowledge and science is the more we tend to draw towards the line of saying, there's really no God. And times the Almighty God use unpleasant things to make man realize that there is a God. And that man is not really in charge as he thinks. God has done this throughout human history, bringing things to bring man under heavy manners. I'm just using sickness. I could be more specific. I could bring up cases of rulers, Nebuchadnezzar. It was not until the Almighty God make the man nerve feel. And they had to take him out there and let him eat grass like an animal. The greatest power then, Babylon, with great Nebuchadnezzar. His finger nailed them long like the nail of an eagle. And it was not until God bring him down with mental illness that he come to acknowledge the Almighty God. So when you see all the scientists, every section of the world now are run to find a cure for this disease, this virus, sometimes that's the way God operates. Let us look at another passage. 2 Chronicles 16. Let us hear verse 7 through verse 9. Yeah, that's the right passage.
And at that time, Hanani, the seer, came to Asa,
mm-hmm,
from Judah.
Uh-huh.
He said unto him,
mm-hmm,
because Joash relied on the king of Syria.
Asa was Israel's king, but instead of depending on God, he was depending. He wanted to form friendship with the heathen, with the Gentile king of Syria. And depending on him, trust in that king more than he trusted in God. Read.
But not relied on the Lord thy God.
Mm-hmm. You all got that? The Almighty God, they were fighting, and God caused that the host of the Syrian army escape from Israel. It should not be like that. But because this man trusts more in a heathen, Gentile king than he trusts in God, God is teaching him a lesson. Read on.
Were not the Ethiopians and the Lubims a huge force with very many chariots,
mm-hmm,
and horsemen?
Mm-hmm.
Yet, because of this rely on the Lord.
May I? I come to these passages just to share briefly with you all, so that you can be mindful that God does sometimes use sickness or pandemic of this sort to let men and women realize that there is a power that is in charge of the world. The Almighty God has done this throughout human civilization. One of these quite striking things that was evidence and is still evidence today is that some small, poor country were way ahead in their preparation than large country like the United States. That's right. You see. But as the brother read the passage, you know, memory is a wonderful thing. And we must never forget, when you are faced with any challenge or any problem, Christian, financial problem, health problem, whatever, always try to remember that God has led you through some difficult times. Sometimes we forget. And that's what weakens our faith. The Almighty God has to be reminding the king of Israel here that when you fought against the Ethiopian, look how numerous their army was. Weren't you victorious? Yes, you were. You know why? Because you rely on me. God had to remind him. Now that you have turned your trust to humanity, I'm going to show you that you have done the wrong thing. So read on, brother.
For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong in the behalf of those whose heart is perfect and warm.
I always love this passage. To me, that's one of the most encouraging Old Testament passage. That God's eyes search, it's like a search light throughout the world, and God is always on the lookout for those whose heart is right towards him. That's an encouraging passage. What verse is that, brother? Okay, when 9 finished, step down to 12. Y'all get this now. You have done foolishly. I'm removing your trust from me who have proven myself to you and start trusting in a heathen king. Read, brother.
Therefore, from henceforth, thou shalt have war.
You shall have wars. Verse 12.
Was disease in his feet.
Until the disease, this is no accidental illness, you know. I gotta chastise him because he failed to trust in God until the disease was exceedingly great. Read on to 13. Here again. Are we all there? This should bring the man to trust in God. Let's say you make a mistake. He still did not trust God. Read on.
What to the physician? And Asa slept with his father and died in the 140th year of his reign.
That's right. God sent the disease on him. Let's look on yet another passage. Same 2 Chronicles, this time chapter 21, and it is verse 14 through 16. What is the point? That God has used diseases to bring to man's attention that God is in charge. Read.
Behold,
Mm-hmm.
And thy children and thy wife and all thy goods.
Mm-hmm.
And thou shalt have great sickness by the teeth of thy bowels.
Mm-hmm.
Until thy bowels fall out by reason of the sickness day by day.
Now this is a specific sickness that affects the bowel that God going to send. What verse is that? Read verse 16.
Moreover,
mm-hmm.
the Lord stirred up against Deborah, the spirit of the Philistines,
mm-hmm.
and of the Arabians that were near the Ethiopians. End of verse 16.
Okay, you may stop there. So, here we have again, God using disease as an agent of his. There's one more passage and I'll be through. Whenever we see things like the pandemic that we are now experiencing, mark you do not want to be affected by it. I do not want to be affected by it. We trust that God will help us not to be affected by it. What I'm saying, Christian, let us take all the necessary steps that we can take to make sure, if it is within our power, our cautiousness, that we do not contract it. But be mindful that, as country people sometimes say, pandemic like this one is not always so. What do you mean, brother? Sometimes God has a hand in it. Mark you, I'm not here saying that God sent the corona disease or virus. I'm not saying that God sent this one. What I'm saying is that the Almighty God throughout history, throughout his dealing with man, the Almighty God has chosen to use different kind of evil as his agent. He has also used diseases and sickness, as we now see going on, just to bring to man's attention that there is somebody in charge of this world and it is not man. We must remember that. It's not man. It's God. But the Almighty God always give protection to his children. We must make sure that we do not act carelessly. One more passage. Psalms 103, verse 1 through 4. The last passage. Psalms 103, verse 1 through verse 4. Remember, don't move, brother. It's always good to remember God's goodness, God's kindness, God's graciousness. It's always good to remember hurdles, challenges, problems that face us 5 years ago, 10 years ago, a year ago, a month ago. And when we think there was no way, God made a way. We must always remember that. Read on, brother.
Who forgiveth all thy iniquities?
Uh-huh.
Who healeth all thy diseases?
Uh-huh.
At the end of verse 3, verse 4. Who redeemeth thy life from destruction? Who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercy?
Yes. Thank God for his loving kindness and for his mercy that is tender towards us. God is in charge, and there are times when the Almighty God uses natural evil like sickness or diseases